Anatomy. The girl who sits in front of me in Intro to Anatomy is lovely as a laurel tree, and with a glance could shatter me. When first my sight did chance to light upon her curves so ample, I threw away that book by Gray to study her example. For beauty's spark leads on to knowledge. Plato says nothing lesser. And in beauty's prestigious college, she is full professor. So close your books, collegiate youth. Forget Fermat's equation. Her beauty is the only truth. One glance, an education. Close up your books. Forget your healers constant. Smash your lyre. Unlearn your Latin. Snap your rulers. Throw into the fire historians inveterate and poets tragicomical. For in her form hath nature rich perfection anatomical. One day I chanced to come to class a minute or two early. I found her there, upon a chair, her hands inclined demurely, her hair pinned up. Ah, she could look no lovelier than that to me. Her nose was buried in a book. It was her grace, anatomy. No one was nigh, save she and I, nor student nor professor. In loving wise she raised her eyes, and thus did I address her. O gentle lady, tell me, art thou god or art thou mortal? For my every aching heart thy beauty sets a chortle. And fain would I conclude thou art a heaven-dwelling goddess. But if a tender human heart doth beat within thy bodice, have pity on a lovelorn youth, love maddened by thy figure, beauty's own image. Though in truth, your pelvis could be bigger, but we'll let that alone. Oh, I could spend a lifetime gazing on thee, how thy calcane eye beset my marrow blazing, how graceful thy navicula, how lissome is thy femur, how sweet is thy clavicula, as sleep is to the dreamer. And how I dreamt with tearful eye that cradled in my lapulae, whilst I did fly my humour eye about your snow-white scapulae. Oh, let me drape my lady eye across thy smooth patella, and plant a trembling kiss on thy superior maxilla, and press your os frontale fast against my love-struck sternum, send shivers running through my fibrum terminale internum. Twere vain to vaunt your beauty, for I have not words to tell it in, but ne'er did I, nor shall I more, behold so fine a skeleton. A skeleton to rival any nature ever fashioned. A skeleton to charm full many lovers sore in passion. A skeleton, fair lady, flesh that covers it is weak. I nothing care for flaxen hair, nor plump and downy cheek, nor milk-white bosom flushed with rose, nor any fleshy part. But give me the ribs that do enclose a fond and faithful heart. For skin and hair may rip and tear, and time our flesh may sever, all mortal clay will soon decay, but bones endure forever. Thus spake I, and she blushed, but not the blushing of a lover. She seemed, with bubbling rage red hot, about to boil over. Alas, how women change their moods, and how their temper ranges. She gave a shriek, and smote my cheek with her distal phalanges. A yellow bruise with straight suffused my cheek where she had hit it, and with an oath, which I am loath to repeat, so I omit it, she said, all men are of a par, a lewd, lascivious lot, as pesky as mosquitoes are, and worthier to swat. Hence from my sight, no closer come, she said, by St. Cecilia, if men can use their cerebrum like their member of the Aurelia.